Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hey there, happy Monday and happy April Fool's Day today, you guys. So if you are just catching one of these episodes for the first time, every Monday I come on and I share one win, one learning lesson from last week, and then one focus for this week. And I just really want to get you in the habit of doing this. I was doing this before I was publicly sharing it. It's just a really great way to start a great week and then wrap up a really great week. So my one win from last week was, I'm really excited about this. I found out that I won the Wisconsin Small Business Person of the Year that was voted by the U.S. Small Business Administration, which is pretty crazy. What's cool about this is you can apply for a lot of awards. And this wasn't something I applied for. This was something that U.S. Bank actually nominated me for. And then the U.S. Small Business Administration, their board selected the winner. So one winner for Wisconsin, including men and women, which is pretty cool. And I am this year's winner. So I'm really excited and super proud of that. And it feels really good to be representing all of the small businesses in Wisconsin. So I take a lot of pride in that for sure. So that's that. My learning lesson. This was kind of hard for me this week. I couldn't think, you know, I used to say one win, one loss, and it was really like, oh, that stinks that that happened. And I think when I changed it to learning lesson, it really stopped becoming a loss. I can't even think of one bad thing that happened last week. And as I start to call it a learning lesson, that's truly what it becomes is what did I learn? So for me, I had this big takeaway. With my powerhouse clients, they get some private coaching as well. And it was the last day of the quarter, or last week, I should say, of the quarter. So a lot of people were booking calls with me to wrap up and plan for next quarter. And two people back to back in powerhouse, I realized that these are incredible ladies, super successful, already making very good money, but they were getting a little stuck. And they were getting stuck because I can teach very high level and very quick. And just, I give them like all the stuff they need, right? And I could see that all of those things were holding them back. And I said, listen, you're already successful. Let's just keep doing more of what's working, but let's scale it a little bit. And as I broke it down and made it more simple for them, all of a sudden it was like you could feel the weight lifted off of their shoulders. And I really want you and myself to remember, it doesn't have to be all crazy and all fancy and all top-notch right now, right? If adding the bells and whistles is slowing you down or just holding you back, keeping you stuck, then go back to basics, right? Don't add things on. Don't get fancy until you're ready. People overcomplicate things, right? Just keep doing what's working, right? We want to scale what's working. So I could tell like they had this breakthrough and this quarter is just going to be amazing for them. So I'm really excited about that. And then my focus for this week. So literally today we kick off the next class of our Profit Mastermind, and I need to be super present for them and really just take into consideration what does every single person need, because everybody's going to be different, right? And it's not like this customized program, but it definitely is seeing what are the commonalities, what are the common struggles, the problems that I really want to make sure I address. And for me, I'm not somebody who just sells somebody and then it's like, yes, I made the sale and it's over. For me, it's just the beginning. I have got to get these people results. And I hope you're thinking like that too. Don't get excited about the sale and then thinking it's over. It has just begun. And now, really, you guys, if we are selling but not providing results, we're failing. We have to make sure we do everything we can in our power to give them the results that they are looking for, right? Because I'm not in the business of a one-time sale. My business thrives off of reoccurring revenue. And the only way you get reoccurring revenue is when you deliver and people say, what's next? Like, how do I keep working with you? And that's how a lot of our powerhouses have come into play, because they started in the Profit Mastermind and then they've continued to powerhouse. And I feel like if you're not focused on results and delivering and giving outstanding customer service and support and a customer experience, because there's a difference there, you're not going to get those reoccurring clients and your business is going to suffer. It's going to be a lot harder for you. All right. So we have to deliver period. End of story. Okay. All right, guys, I want to hear from you. Make sure you tag me on Instagram, leave a review, share your win, your learning lesson from last week, and your focus for this week. Let's have a great week, you guys. I mean, honestly, I'm just getting so excited because it's spring and I can feel summer is fast approaching and I need it, especially living in Wisconsin. So I'm excited. It's going to be a great week and I hope you feel the same way. All right, see you on Wednesday. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.